Tomorrow, the Outdoor Life Network will broadcast highlights of the Paralympic Games from Athens, Greece, nearly 2 months after those games ended. The Paralympics are the biggest event in the world for athletes with disabilities, yet the games still are far behind the Olympics in terms of exposure. NBC had round-the-clock coverage of the Athens Olympics. There was no U.S. network coverage of the Paralympics, and some are wondering why, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
There are people with positive attitudes, and then there's April Holmes. In January 2001, the former college track and field athlete fell and had one of her legs pinned under a commuter train in Philadelphia. As workers frantically tried to free her, Holmes lay in the snow and sang church songs. In her hospital room, she ordered family members not to cry after she had her leg amputated below the knee. And she's hardly feeling sorry for herself this week, even though her accomplishments at the Athens Paralympics, a bronze medal in the long jump, world records in the 100 and 200 meter sprints, will be seen for the first time in this country almost 2 months after the fact on an obscure cable TV channel.
I would have preferred for them to have been live. But sometimes things in life don't always happen as you would prefer them to happen. I'm just happy and thankful that someone will get to see it, and it will motivate someone to know that there's life after accidents.
But with the Athens Paralympics being treated like a television afterthought, some say, how many will be inspired? According to Professor Ted Fay, not as many, and he says that could harm the Paralympics' ability to be a vehicle for social change.
It's confounding that with our public discourse over issues of gender and racial equity, that we seem to miss the boat on this one.
Fay is a research fellow at the Center for the Study of Sport in Society at Northeastern University.
And I think this is the same issue as if we were to have a blackout on all women's events at the Olympics.
Fay and others fear prejudice toward athletes with disabilities is driving network policy. NBC declined to talk on tape, but a broadcast industry source denies any sinister boardroom plots. He says in 1995, when NBC negotiated the rights to the 2004 Olympics, the Paralympics weren't part of the bid package. The movement wasn't significant enough in this country. Today, despite the Athens broadcast controversy, the Paralympics are gaining momentum in the U.S. Corporate sponsors are getting involved. Visa is sponsoring tomorrow's program. McDonald's is putting pictures of Paralympic sprinter Marlon Shirley on cups and bags. The three-year-old umbrella organization U.S. Paralympics has integrated itself with the U.S. Olympic Committee, creating more sponsorship opportunities. Jim McDonald, chief marketing officer for U.S. Paralympics, says increased support and visibility could also help chip away at attitudes by American sports fans. Since Paralympians don't run as fast or jump as high as Olympians, the thinking goes, they're not worth watching. McDonald says there's room for both, as there is in other sports.
There's professional basketball and there's NCAA basketball. And there are people who are absolutely rabid about watching their basketball team play at the collegiate level and really don't even care about the pro level. For our athletes, while they may not be at that unbelievable limit, it really is a question of relevancy.
The answer in terms of TV coverage may not come for another 6 years, but at least for the 2010 and 2012 Paralympics, NBC has bought the rights and will offer daily coverage. Tom Goldman, NPR News.